It's Valentine's Day, February 14th, and I'm in the lobby of the Milford Plaza Hotel on 8th Avenue and 44th Street. And here I have a concierge. What's your name?
Anne Sprayman.
What is a concierge?
A concierge is a particular service industry job that consists of taking care of people's needs when they're on vacation, such as airport transfers, restaurant reservations, theater tickets, tours, information on the city. You have to basically work with people's budgets and, you know, try and make sure that they have a very pleasant experience in the New York City area according to their needs and wants and desires.
Sounds like great fun.
It's a great job.
What are the best parts of the job?
You get to give people permission to spend money on themselves while they're on vacation. For some reason, because the economy's bad, people need permission. And I will gladly give you permission to spend money on yourself after working all year long and vacationing. Or as an educational tool, as this gentleman's using it as, it's basically giving information to students on another culture and another way of life.
That's so interesting. How long are your working hours?
Excessive. I have 7 grandchildren, so I work 4 days a week, 10 to 12 hours, so that I can have 3 days off.
Sounds good. What about meeting so different nationalities and groups? How is that?
It's challenging, especially if there's a language barrier. You tend to learn your numbers and your adjectives to communicate, but it can be challenging. Generally, though, there's one person that speaks English for a group, and they translate normally. However, if you are bilingual or trilingual or even further, your income can be much higher as a concierge.
And you probably get a million different questions. How do you know all the answers?
Oh, we don't. We wing it.
Okay.
If somebody asks you about a certain restaurant or a certain location or a certain venue, there's this marvelous thing called Google that gives you the answer. And even if you spell it wrong, it says, "Do you mean?" And it gives you information, and that's pretty much if you don't know. If you do know, I mean, basically living in the city, and I'm also a real estate broker, so I sell real estate in the city, I'm knowledgeable of certain areas and certain locations, certain restaurants, so.
What are some of the more funnier questions you've had?
How can I arrange to ask my girlfriend to marry me on Rockefeller ice skating rink? How can I arrange rose petals delivered on the bed before I check into the room?
Sounds like a challenge.
Certain things are a little more challenging. How can I get a birthday cake delivered to someone in a hotel from a certain bakery at a certain time? How can I get a strippogram delivered to a hotel?
That makes the day interesting, doesn't it?
You never know what they're going to ask.
What about the more common questions?
The Statue of Liberty. How can I get to the Statue of Liberty, and how long are the queue lines? It's the number one attraction in Manhattan, and it's 4 hours.
You have a beautiful smile. Is it hard smiling all the time, or
No. You have to have the personality for this particular career that likes people and wants to help.
So, when you are employed as a concierge, what is the employer looking for, do you think?
They're looking for excellent communication skills. They're looking for a patient attitude. They're also looking for someone that can stand consistently for 10 to 12 hours without sitting down.
And you have some rush hours, I suppose?
Yeah, we have a 30-minute break.
Okay. When is the busiest time of the day?
Check in and check out.
Okay, yeah. This is a big hotel.
1,300 rooms and a block long.
1,300 rooms. And it's mostly full?
90% of the time.
Wow. Then you have a lot of questions. How many do you work at the same time?
Two.
Two two at the same time. So you're never alone here.
Not supposed to be. Due to the economy, lately we are doing a certain, you know, hour cuts and stuff so that everybody is still working. You know, we'll go from a normal 40-hour work week down to 32 so that we can keep our staff on. And everybody is willing to work so that everybody doesn't lose their job.
What about during vacations?
As the years go by, the longer you are, the longer you get. First year, you get a week. Second year, 2 weeks. Third year, 3 weeks. Caps out at a month.
Thank you, and I'll let you go back to your work. Thank you for your time.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope I helped.
Thank you.